A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Yod, Psachim 110A, pagination page 219. But we will start on the facing page. So we're on Kuf Tes Amud Beis 109B in the middle of the page, page 218. At the end of a line, V'lo Yifchesu Lo, at the two dots. So the Mishnah told us, V'lo Yifchesu Lo Me'arba'a, you don't give the poor person less than the required 4 cups of wine. And this becomes a springboard for discussion. 4 cups of wine would seem to be a problem according to some level of Jewish tradition, because it enters into the concept of zugos peers, which is something we need to discuss. Asks the Gemara, Heichi misakni rabbonan midi de'osi balide sakana, how could the rabbonan make a legislation of something that would bring possibly to danger? The number 4 in a sequence. V'atanya, as we learned, lo yochal adam terei, v'lo yishta terei, v'lo yikaneach terei, v'lo yasa tzirachav terei. The things you should not do, 2 of them, including eating 2, drinking 2, in a sequence of 2, it's dangerous. So, as the Gemara will explain, the concerns here are twofold. One is called Shadim. We'll translate it as demons, just to get us through some level of translation. The Ramchal does mention this in Derech Hashem. And the other is Kshafim, some level of sorcery or witchcraft. And apparently, if a person does certain things, or in their time did certain things in pairs, some held that would leave him vulnerable to these types of dangers. Interestingly, the Meiri is quoted as saying that this was simply a superstition that people had, and it was such a strong superstition that Chazal felt it necessary to address it, even though they didn't hold of it. That's one approach in the Rishonim. They were not mevatalit. They didn't come out directly against it because it wasn't based on any idol worship or anything. And that's one approach. More conventional approach is that at one point people were nervous about this. And it does come up in cross literature, such as the Zohar in Parshas Ekev. Page Resh Ayin Gimel asks the question, how can we use 2 loaves of bread on Shabbos? Isn't it a problem of zugos, of doing things in pairs, which leaves you vulnerable? Obviously, this whole concept of zugos must have limitation, because lots of things come in pairs. But the Zohar's answer is, Shluchei mitzvah ina nizokin, since you're doing it for a mitzvah, you won't be damaged and you don't have to worry about it. And that seems to be, in part, the response of our Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Kra. Rav Nachman says, the Pasuk tells us, Lel Shimurim, it's a night of being guarded. Lel HaMashumar Rav Amin HaMazikin, we're guarded from damage for all time. In fact, the Rama writes, in Simen Tuf Pei Aleph, Hilchas Pesach, the night of the Seder, that because Lel Shimurim Hu Min HaMazikin, since it's a night that we're guarded from danger, from that early time, that incident in Mitzrayim, at the time of the redemption, where we were protected. So the minig is, Shelo Likras Amitas Arek Parsha Shema. There are those who only recite Shema, and the minig is not to say anything more then Shema and perhaps Hamapil, if that's what you normally do, but not to say the additional psukim of protection, because the night has a gift of protection. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. How are we allowed to do zugos, 4, an even number of cups on this night? Kos shel bracha mitztaref letova ve'im mitztaref lera'a. He says a principle that a cup of blessing meaning a cup of bracha that we're doing at the Seder, joins for good and not for bad. When you do the addition, it's like 1 plus 1. You don't have to refer to it as 2. It only joins if it's going to result in a good number, not if it results in a bad number. Ravina Amar Abba Kasi Takinu Rabbanan Derecherus. Ravina says the 4 cups are royalty, Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah Ba'an Pei Nafsha, who on each one is its own independent mitzvah. And this is easy, so they're each counted 1, plus 1, plus 1, plus 1. They're not never referred to as 4 as we do the mitzvah. And that is easily understood if your minig is the way we're nayig, to make separate brachas on each one. Each one is its own independent bracha and mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't add up to the number 4, and therefore there's no danger, you didn't leave yourself vulnerable. The Gemara continues and gives us some insight that this is something to be concerned about. Second line of the page, Amar Abaye Hachikomar, Abaye says, Lo yochal terei, don't eat to, v'yishte terei, drink to, lo yasa tzerochav, afilu pam achas, demo cholosho misra, and then after you've done zugos, to do something that's dangerous, that's not good because you're vulnerable and these mazikin can affect the person. Next line, shosa kiflayim, a person who drinks in twos, damo berosho, his blood is on his head. It's his own fault if he gets damaged. Drop down to the wide lines, the second wide line, second word on the line. Amar Ula, Ula said, Asara Kosos, if you're dealing with 10 cups, also an even number, one would think you're vulnerable. Ein ba'a mishum zugos. He says, apparently you don't have to worry about zugos. Ula letaimeda Amar Ula, there's such a concept of 10 kosos in the house of mourning, and apparently if Chazal legislated 10 cups in the house of mourning, if it was zugos, they never would have done such a thing. Apparently they knew that the number 10 is a safe number. On the next line, towards the middle of the line, Aval Tamanya, but if you're dealing with 8, that's an even number that's dangerous. Yesh ba mishum zugos, you have pairs, you have to be concerned. Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, Dami Tarvayu, these rabbis said 8 is not a problem because shalom. Because in Birchas Kohanim, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmercha, Yar Hashem panav elecha v'chunecha, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yosem lecha shalom, the word shalom is the 7th word in the sentence. And therefore, any time you encounter the number 7 is a safe number. And then if you're doing 8, that number 7 is a flip number. You could use it, you could not use it. It's a safe number. And therefore, it becomes 7 plus 1. It does not become called the number 8. Litova mitztarif, that 7th cup, would count corresponding to the word shalom. It's a protected number. It includes only if it's good. If you're looking to get yourself to an odd number, then you use that. L'ra lo mitztarif. But the number 7 doesn't count if it's going to leave you at a bad number. Avol shita, but the number 6. Oh, yesh ba bishum zugos. This opinion holds that it's a vulnerable number. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, but they responded that since vichuneka in Berchas Kohanim is the number 5, in the number word it is in that pasuk, so vichuneka, Hashem will grace you. Ah, that's a safe word, that's a safe number. And therefore, 5 plus 1, the number 5 will only be included if you want it, but if you don't want it, so l'tova mitztarif, for good, you could join it, l'ra lo mitztarif, it won't join for bad. Aval arba'a, but this opinion says, oh, if you're at the number 4, that's vulnerable. Yesh ba mishum zugos. Abaye v'Rava said, oh, the first pasuk of Berchas Kohanim can be your safe haven here. V'yishmerecho is the 3rd word in the pasuk, and that makes it 3 plus 1, and you're safe. Rashbam and other mefarshim point out that somehow this got weakened over time, and even if you hold that at one point it was a problem, you don't have to worry about it in a significant way nowadays. On the second side of today's daf, the sixth line in the middle of the line, klala de milsa, the general rule, called the kapid kapti bahadei, if you pay attention to it, it could damage you. The lo kapid lo kapti bahadei, but if you don't pay attention, you don't have to worry. The Gemara says, lemeichish mi bai, but you do have to have some level of concern. But the Mefarshim say that in our time, for whatever reason, when it hits the level of psak, we don't have to worry about that. It seems that kshafim became weakened, and the zugos, also, if you don't pay attention to them, you don't have to worry about it. Yeshe koach, have a wonderful day.